الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, then having the correct belief, the correct aqidah, is from the foundations of this great religion. It's from the usul of this deen. And for this reason, when we reflect upon the Quran, and we reflect upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us regarding the prophets and the messengers, then we find that they would begin their call with one of rectifying the people's belief, rectifying the aqidah. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says that the prophets and the messengers that go to their people and they'd say, Ya qawmi ibudullah ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. That they'd say, O my people, worship Allah as you have no deity worthy of worship besides Him. So this was the way and the call of all of the prophets and the messengers, all of them. And this was the way of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he migrated in Mecca, before the Salah was obligated upon the believers. He focused on rectifying the beliefs of the people so that they would be able to fulfill the command of Allah Azza wa Jal and fulfill the purpose for which they had been created. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That the jinn and mankind were not created except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So this was the way of the prophets and the messengers, and also those who followed them from the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, and those great imams and scholars who followed the way of the prophets and messengers, that they would do this when they begin their call, when they call the people, that they would focus on rectifying those beliefs of which were incorrect. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah ta'ala, who's from the major scholars of our time, who resides in the land of Saudi Arabia, then he says regarding the aqidah, he says in a statement of his, Al-wajib al-ihtimam bihadhihi al-aqidah وَتَدْرِيسُهَا وَتَعْلِيمُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. That he says that which is incumbent upon the people, that which is incumbent is for the people to be concerned with this belief. And in teaching it and studying it, فِي الْمَدَارِسِ وَفِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, in the schools and in the educational establishments, and in the masajid, in the masajid. حَتَّى تَتَرَسَّخْ وَيَتَبَيَّنْ لِلنَّاسِ شَأْنُهَا. Up until it becomes the correct aqidah, it becomes firm in the people, and its great importance becomes clear to the people also. And he says, ليس المقصود أن الإنسان يعبد ويجتهد في العبادة والعمل دون أن يعرف التوحيد ويخلص العبادة لله عز وجل. That he says, it's not the intention, or what's not intended is that the person, he strives in worship and in righteous actions without knowing Tawheed and without having the correct belief and without singling Allah alone in worship. Another reason, ayyuha al-ikhwa, why we must ensure that our belief is correct is because if it's incorrect, then la shak, no doubt, as Abu Hamid, he said, that all of the other actions will be of no benefit, regardless of how great they may be in number. If a person, he prays the salawat and the sunan, and he prays the witr, and he prays taraweeh, and he prays the jum'ah, and he gives the zakat and the sadaqah, and he performs hajj and umrah, yet he has an incorrect belief, he doesn't hold correct beliefs regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beliefs which are in opposition to the Quran and the Sunnah, then all of those actions are fruitless and there are no benefit to those actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He won't accept them. We should also know, ayyuhal ikhwa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored this ummah with things which distinguish it from the other nations. And from those things is that He has taken it upon Himself to preserve this religion, preserve it and safeguard it from being distorted. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidun, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that indeed it is us who set down this dhikr, the Quran, and indeed we will be safeguarders to it. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He'll protect it and preserve it, and He'll stop it from being distorted. And He did this, and He continues to do this through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, and then those who came after them who followed their way. So this religion was given to us through the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed away, the Sahaba, they took on the role of clarifying to the people the truth, teaching them that which is correct in terms of belief and aqeedah. And when the people started to go astray and innovations began to creep into the religion, then they used to clarify this to the people. And likewise the Tabi'een also, they also used to do this. And it was in their time, the time of the Tabi'een, that the innovations began to become apparent and spread more. And so they took it upon themselves also to fight and to make clear the falsehood of these corrupt beliefs that had come into Islam. And from these great imams and scholars who followed this way was the Imam Abu Muhammad Harb ibn Ismail al-Kiraman, who is the author of this book, which inshallah ta'ala over the next few weeks we'll be going over. And so just to tell you a little bit about this Imam, he was a great Imam of the Sunnah, and he was born in approximately the year 190 after the Hijrah. He spent his life in pursuit of ilm, of knowledge, from the scholars who are well known who he took from, were the likes of Imam, the great Imam of the Sunnah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and Ishaq ibn Rahuya, and Abdul Aziz, also Abdullah ibn Zubayr al-Humaydi, also, who's also, these are all great imams from the imams of the Sunnah. And he traveled to the likes of Iraq, of Sham, and Al-Hijaz, which is Mecca, Medina, the Arabian Peninsula, this region, Sham, which is current-day Syria and Jordan and Palestine, this region. And so he traveled to these countries and took from their scholars, those scholars who were scholars of the Sunnah, imams of the Sunnah. He took from them that which they had taken from the Salaf, from the Tabi'een, from the Sahaba, who took it from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so he narrates in this book, which is entitled Ijma' al-Salaf al-I'tiqad, the consensus of the Salaf, meaning the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, those who came before us, fil-I'tiqad, in those affairs of I'tiqad, of belief, those affairs of belief which they were united upon, they were unanimous upon, they didn't affair upon any of these issues. And he's compiled in this book that which is basically upon each and every Muslim to be upon, to believe in. From those scholars who have praised this book and the Imam and attested to his imama in knowledge and in fadl, in virtue, are the likes of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn al-Qayyim. Also, in his Nuniyah, he mentions this book and this ijma' that he narrates. And from the present-day scholars is the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Hadi حفظه الله تعالى, who currently resides in Medina, who's from the well-known scholars of the Salafi manhaj. نعم. So with this, inshallah ta'ala, we'll proceed with the book. Bismillah. So he begins with the chapter, or the chapter is entitled Bab al-Qawli bil-Madhab, that which has been said regarding the methodology, the madhab, the manhaj, the methodology, meaning that which has been said regarding the methodology, the madhab, from these imams who he took from, the imams of the sunnah, and that which they were united upon. Qala Abu al-Qasim, who was from his students, Qala Abu al-Qasim, حدثنا أبو محمد حرب ابن إسماعيل. So he said, هذا مذهب أئمة العلم وأصحاب الأثر وأهل السنة المتمسكين بأروقها. That this is the methodology of the Imams of knowledge, وأصحاب الأثر, and the companions of the Athar, that which has been relayed, وأهل السنة المتمسكين بأروقها, and the people of the Sunnah who hold tight to its roots, the roots of the Sunnah. المعروفين بها, those who are well known for the Sunnah. المقتدى بها فيها, المقتدى بهم فيها, that those who are taken as role models, as people of the Sunnah. And if a person wants to follow the Sunnah, then he should follow these people. من لدن أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى يومنا هذا. From the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to the day which he compiled this. وأدركت من أدركت من علماء أهل العراق والحجاز والشام وغيرهم عليها. That he met those whom he met from the scholars of the people of Iraq and Sham and Hijaz. And he found them upon this. Upon what? Upon that which he has put together in this book. That these lands, these different lands he went to, he traveled to, and these different scholars of the Sunnah, these different A'imma, that he found them upon that which he has included in this book. And then he continues and he says, فَمَنْ خَالَفَ شَيْئًا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْمَذَاهِبِ أَوْ طَعَنَا فِيهَا. That whosoever differs and opposes anything from these madhahib, that which he includes in it, أو طعن فيها, or speaks ill of it, أو عاب قائلها, or he belittles the one who speaks with these points. Then what does he say about him? What is the ruling upon him that this Imam says? He says, فهو مخالف مبتدئ, that he is somebody who is in opposition, an opposer, مبتدئ, an innovator, خارج من الجماعة, somebody who is outside the folds of the jama'ah, أهل السنة والجماعه, is outside the folds of the sunnah, زائل عن منهج السنة وسبيل الحق, somebody who has erred and gone astray from the way of the sunnah and the path of the truth. And so he continues, he says, قال وهو مذهب أحمد وإسحاق بن إبراهيم بن مخلد وعبد الله بن الزبير الحميدي وسعيد بن منصور وغيرهم ممن جالسنا وأخذنا عنهم العلم. That this, meaning this which is to follow, is from the method and from the way of Imam Ahmed and Ishaq ibn Ibrahim al-Mukhallad وعبد الله ابن الزبير الحميدي وسعيد بن منصور وغيرهم ممن جالسنا, and others than them. So these imams are all imams, great imams from the imams of the sunnah, those who were upon the sunnah, known for the sunnah, taken as examples to be followed upon the sunnah, that he took from them. فكان من قولهم, and so that which they said, that which they were united upon, and that which they said, and here he mentions the first point, he says, Al-Iman. The Iman, belief, is what? with these scholars, with Ahlul Sunnah, قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَنِيَّةٌ وَتَمَسَّكٌ بِالسُّنَّةِ. So here he mentions the first point. He says that Iman, belief, is what with Ahlul Sunnah is قَوْل, is speech, وَعَمَلٌ, an action, وَنِيَّةٌ, intention, belief, وَتَمَسَّكٌ بِالسُّنَّةِ, and clinging firm to the Sunnah, following the Sunnah. وَالْإِيمَانُ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُسُ, and that Iman strengthens and increases, and it weakens and decreases. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, from the past and the present, ayyuhal ikhwa, are united upon one methodology and upon one belief. And from that is that the usul of this deen, the foundation of this religion, are the six principles of this deen, the usul sitta. And that is to have belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to believe in Allah. So what is this belief? What is this iman? It's to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that believe in His existence, and that He is Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, He is the Eternal, the Ever-Living Al-Qayyum, He is Al-Awwal, whom before there was nothing, Al-Wal-Akhiru, whom after there shall be nothing. And having Iman in Allah Azza wa Jal also means to have belief in His Rububiyyah, in His Lordship, that Allah Azza wa Jal, He alone, without any partners, He created all of the creation. He created the heavens and the earth and all of that which is between them, and that He subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, He does as He wills with the creation. And if He wishes for something to happen, then He says, kun fayakun. And from having Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to have Iman in His uluhiyyah, meaning that He alone is worthy of worship without any partners. He alone is worthy of worship, whether that be the actions which a person performs with his limbs, or actions which a person performs with his wealth, such as the sadaqah and the zakat, or with his limbs, as I said, with the, such as the salah. So all of these acts of ibadah should be done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. From those acts of ibadah are, for example, al-isti'anah, when we seek aid, when we seek help, that this is something we should seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We don't seek it from the deceased. We don't seek it from those who cannot help us. We seek it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And any action which a person performs in order to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it should be performed sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And from them is a tawakkul, is having reliance. We have reliance only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from them is the sacrificing the animals. For example, during Eid al-Adha, or in the if we do the aqiqah, for example, then all of these acts of worship, we do them for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And from having belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is having belief in His perfect names and attributes. We believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has names and attributes, and we believe in them in a general sense. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has the beautiful names and beautiful names, فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. So supplicate and invoke Him with them, with those names. And we also believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His names specifically, in a specific sense, meaning in those names which are mentioned in the ayat, in the different ayat, such as Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, Al-Sami' Al-Basir, and also in his attributes, such as وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, that he is able, or he has ability over all things. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٍ, and that he is the all-seer over all things. And أهل السنة والجماعة, they believe in these names and attributes without resembling them to anything from the creation. So we affirm these names, we accept them, we believe in them, but we don't resemble them to anything from the creation. And we don't liken them to anything from the creation. And also, we don't distort their meanings, we don't change their meanings or distort them. Now, and also from those things that Ahlul Sunnah were united upon and are united upon is their understanding of Iman, of belief in and of itself. What is Iman? And this was the first point that Imam Harb ibn Ismail al-Kiramani, he mentions that Iman is قول وعمل ونية وتمسك بالسنة, that it's speech and action and belief and holding onto the Sunnah. And so the different Imams of Ahl Sunnah, they all may have their own definitions which may differ in wording, but when we look at them closely, then we find that they all have the same meaning. That Iman is nutqun bil lisan, is the uttering of the tongue. Nutqun bil lisan meaning uttering of the tongue, such as the shahadatain, when a person he utters the shahadatain, the two testimonies of faith, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, that this is from Iman. And any good speech which comes from a person, then this is from his Iman. Wa amalun bil jawarih, actions upon the limbs. But before we get to this, وَاعْتِقَادٌ فِي الْقَلْبِ, the Ahlul Sunnah, they say Al-Iman is قَوْلٌ بِاللِّسَانِ, speech upon the tongues. وَاعْتِقَادٌ فِي الْقَلْبِ, and it's to have belief in a person's heart, that which he utters upon his tongue, he also believes in his heart. So when a person, he says أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, then he believes this in his heart. And also, Iman is action upon the limbs. When a person, he performs the ibadat, when he performs the salawat, any of the actions, then this is also from Iman. يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَةِ وَيَنْقُسْ بِالْمَعْسِيَةِ. Ahlul Sunnah, they believe that Iman, it increases, it becomes stronger, it strengthens through obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through righteous actions. When a Muslim, he prays his salawat, he gives sadaqah, zakat, he reads the Quran, he's dutiful towards his parents, he's good with his neighbors, he gives the salam. Any act of obedience, if a person performs it, then his Iman, it increases through these righteous actions. And just as it increases, then also it decreases as a result of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through those sinful actions. This is the definition of Iman with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. However, some of those early generations, they began to oppose this definition and oppose this understanding of Iman with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And from them, are the Jahmiyyah and others such as the Murji'ah, who came about at the time or in those early times of Muslims. And that's why we'll see that the Imam, he begins to describe to us what is the ruling upon those people who oppose this understanding of Iman, that Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad, Ishaq ibn Rahuya, others, what is the ruling upon them? Those who oppose this understanding of Iman, that Iman is speech, Iman is belief in the heart, and Iman is actions upon the limbs, that it increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. This was the understanding of Iman with Ahlul Sunnah. What is the ruling upon those who differ from this understanding of Iman? And so, first of all, we have the Jahmiyyah, who oppose Ahlul Sunnah. And so what they say is that Iman is only to have belief in one's heart. The action upon the limbs and speech upon one's tongue is not from Iman, so long as a person, he has belief in his heart and he doesn't utter the Shahadatain, he doesn't perform the Salawat, that his Iman and his belief, his faith is perfect and complete, and that his Iman is complete. And la shak ayyuhal ikhwa, this is in opposition to that which Imam Harb ibn Ismail al-Kirmani, he mentions here in his book, that which the A'immah were united upon. They said it was speech, belief, and actions, increases, decreases. What do they say? That no, it's just belief in the heart. And so, la shak, this is in clear opposition to Ahlul Sunnah. And then we have the Karramiyyah, who also oppose Ahlul Sunnah. And what they say is that Iman is only to utter on the tongue. That if you don't believe it in your heart, that believing in the heart and actions upon the limbs are not from one's Iman. That so long as a person, he utters upon the tongue, then this is his Iman. Then we have the Asha'irah, who say that Iman is just to have belief in the heart. So uttering upon the tongue, uttering the Shahadatain, are not from Iman. Actions upon the limbs, not from Iman. So long as a person believes in his heart, then his Iman is fine. And then we have the Murji'atul Fuqaha, who said that Iman is to utter upon the tongue and to have belief in one's heart. However, they excluded actions from Iman. And this clearly also opposes the understanding of Iman held with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, with the Imam and with Imam Ahmad and Ishaq ibn Rahuya and others. Naam. And so the Imam, he said, wal Iman yazidu wa yankus, that Iman, it increases and decreases, and this is correct. And this is supported by the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, innama al-mu'minuna alladhina idha dhukira Allah wajilat qulubuhum wa idha tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu zadatuhum imana. That indeed the mu'minun, the believers, are those whom when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, when he's remembered, then their hearts become fearful. And when his ayat are recited to them, then they increase in their Iman. So this ayah here, it clearly indicates to us that Iman increases. And from those adillah that we have that indicate that Iman, just as it increases, it also decreases, is the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, within which it's mentioned, أَخْرِجُوا مِنَ النَّارِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ أَدْنَى أَدْنَى مِثْقَالْ حَبَّةِ خَرْدَلْ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ, which means, take out from the fire those who had in their hearts the equivalent of the weight of a mustard seed worth of Iman, which indicates clearly that just like Iman increases, just as it increases, it also decreases. And also Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe that Iman, or people, they differ in the levels of their Iman. So the Iman, the faith and the belief, the faith of the malaika is different to the iman that you and I hold. And they believe that the people, they differ in accordance to how much they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or disobey Allah azza wa jal. This is the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah as relayed to us by Imam Ismail al-Kirmani in this book. And he continues, he says, وَالْإِسْتِثْنَاءُ فِي الْإِيمَانِ سُنَّةٌ مَاذِيَةٌ عَنِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Al-istithna, which means exception, al-istithna, what they mean by this is when a person says, أَنَا مُؤْمِنٌ إِنْشَاءَ, that I am a believer if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wills. He says, الاستثناء في الإيمان سنة ماضية عن العلماء. That this is the way of, or a pathway, or that which the ulama of used to be upon. The scholars have explained, or during that time, the time of those early generations, some said that to this istithna is impermissible, that it's not allowed. And these were the murji'ah. However, as Imam Kirmani here, he mentions that this was something that the scholars of the past that used to do. And used to accept. So the murji'ah, they said, no, this is not allowed. So they opposed Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, because Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, what did they say? They said that if a person, he says, أَنَا مُؤْمِنٌ inshallah, that I am a believer, inshallah. If he says this, due to him having doubts concerning his belief in Allah, his belief in the angels and the books and the prophets and the messengers, and in the day of judgment, and in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he says this from doubt, then la shak, this is impermissible, la yujuz. However, the murji'ah, they said it outright, it's impermissible. Because if a person, he said it, and what he meant by this was not to, from bab man tazkiyatun nafs, that he doesn't want to testify to his own iman, then this is allowed. Or if he says it, meaning that his belief and his faith, his level of faith is not like the faith of the angels, then this is something that is also permissible. قال وَإِذَا سُئِلَ الرَّجُلُ أَمُؤْمِنٌ أَنْتَ. If a man is asked, are you a believer? فَإِنَّهُ يَقُولُ أَنَا مُؤْمِنٌ إِنْشَاءَ. Or مُؤْمِنٌ أَرْجُلُ. That if a man is asked, are you a believer? Then he should say, then he says, أَنَا مُؤْمِنٌ إِنْشَاءَ. That it's allowed for him to make istithna, as long as he doesn't do it from having doubt in his belief, he can say, I am a believer, inshallah. Or he can say, I hope I am a believer. Or he says, Amantu billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusuli. And this is the path of salvation, ayyuhal ikhwa. If a person's asked, then he says that I believe in Allah, in his angels, his books, his messengers, and in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in its good and in its bad. وَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانِ قَوْلٌ بِلَا عَمَلٍ فَهُوَ مُرْجِعٌ. So here he's beginning to explain to us the rulings of those people who oppose Ahl Sunnah in their understanding of Iman. So whoever says, and whoever claims that Iman is speech without action, then he is a murji. He is outside the folds of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. وَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانِ هُوَ قَوْلٌ وَالْأَعْمَالِ شَرَائِعٌ فَهُوَ مُرْجِعٌ. That whoever claims that Iman, faith, is speech, and the actions follow on from that, then also he is somebody who's considered a murji'. وَإِنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَا يَزِيدْ وَلَا يَنْقُسْ فَهُوَ مُرْجِعٌ. That if he claims that Iman doesn't increase, nor does it decrease, then also he is from the murji'ah. Because what they understand that with the saying is that if a portion of it goes, then all of his iman has gone. وَإِذَا قَالَ إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ يَزِيدُ وَلَا يَنْقُسُ فَقَدْ قَالَ بِقَوْلِ الْمُرْجِعَةِ. That if he says that iman increases but it doesn't decrease, then he has also said with that which the murji'ah have said. Because no doubt, ayyuhal ikhwa, they've opposed Ahl Sunnah in their understanding of iman. All of these things together were iman: speech, action, and belief. All of them together. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَرُوا الْإِسْتِثْنَاءَ فِي الْإِيمَانِ فَهُوَ مُرْجِعٌ. Whoever doesn't see that one can make the istithna' in iman, then also he is a murji'. وَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ إِيمَانَهُ كَإِيمَانِ جِبْرِيلِ أَوْ الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَهُوَ مُرْجِعٌ. And so whoever claims that his iman is like the imam of the angels, like the iman of Jibreel alayhi salam, then he is also in opposition to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and he's considered a murji'. وَأَخْبَثُ مِنَ الْمُرْجِعِ فَهُوَ كَاذِبٌ. Rather, he's worse than them, because he's also a liar. Because he doesn't know what the iman of the angels is like. He doesn't know what the iman of Jibreel is like. Because this, ayyuhal ikhwa, is from the knowledge of that which is from the unseen. So how can he claim that his iman is like the iman of Jibreel and the angels? وَمَنْ زَعْمَ أَنَّ النَّاسَ لَا يَتَفَاضَلُونَ فِي الْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ كَذِبٌ. And whoever claims that the people do not differ in their levels of iman, then he has also lied. No doubt, ayyuhal ikhwa, the people of the sunnah, they believe that the people, they differ in their iman. And this has been supported by that which has been mentioned from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he has explained to us that when the people, they enter Jannah, then they will be given abodes according to their levels of iman and according to their actions. وَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ الْمَعْرِفَةَ تَنْفَعْ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ فَهُوَ جَهْمِي. That whoever claims that acknowledging alone in the heart without having belief, even if he doesn't utter this belief and speak with it, then he is a Jahmi, who also went astray in this affair of iman. وَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُ مُؤْمِنْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مُسْتَكْمِلُ الْإِيمَانِ فَهَذَا مِنْ أَشْنَعْ قَوْلِ الْمُرْجِعَةِ وَأَقْبَهِ. And whoever claims that he is a believer with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his iman is complete, then this is from the worst of the statements of the murji'ah and the most detested of them. Because none of us truly knows how his end situation will be when death reaches him. And this is also from the ilm al-ghayb, it's from the knowledge which is unknown to us. And so la shak, this is from the most detested of statements. قال والقدر خيره وشره. And so now he begins to talk about the qadr, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah ta'ala we'll do this in the next lesson. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.